Morning, Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph. We left off right at the top of the page, Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah on top. We have a little bit shorter time because of the early davening, so we'll have to move a little faster. Second Mishnah. Hanayda Meshev Seish Abbas. One makes a neder that he's not going to benefit from those who rest on Shabbos. Halach is Asubi. So we're continuing. We started already in yesterday's daf, the second half of yesterday's daf was focused on the shyness that people use in the Nedarim and what's included, even though seems from the literal translation of the words, certain people or things may not be included, but we know we go Baslash Me'adam, and therefore we say whatever people have in mind when they say these things, that's what's included, and that same type of Mishnayas and concept are going to continue from here to the end of the parak. Again, today's daf and tomorrow's daf. So again, one makes an enter from those who rest on Shabbos, he's us to be Yisrael, he's us to benefit from Yisrael from Yidin, of course, regularly Yidin rests on Shabbos. Vasa b'kusim, he's also usher to benefit from kusim. Ma'ich l'shem, the Marks say, but from goyim, he's not us to benefit. Ma'ich l'shem, it makes it another not to benefit from those who eat garlic. We know Ezra's Misakin that Yidin should eat garlic on Friday nights, but Friday in particular, because garlic is mar b'zera, and the ayin of Tavach Chacham is Merav Shabbos, Merav Shabbos. So if he makes it not benefit from those that eat shum, Aser b'Yisrael v'Aser b'Kusim. He's Aser to benefit from a Yid, and he's Aser to benefit again from Kusim. Ma'ayil Yishlayim, what if he's not going to benefit from those who go up to Ma'ayil Regel, who go up to Yishlayim? Aser b'Yisrael mut b'Kusim. But he's Aser to benefit from Yisrael, a regular Yisrael, but he's Mutter to benefit from Kusim. They weren't Ma'ayil Regel. The Marah's going to be bothered. What do we mean over here when we talk about Kusim? Are we talking about, is the person's neder based on who's mechuyiv in the mitzvah? Like kusim ha-mechuyiv in the mitzvah. If the question is based on who keeps the mitzvah, then the chayra, then it should be told whether kusim do the mitzvah or not. Let's see. Ask the Gemara, my shevis is Shabbos. What does it mean, those who are shevis on Shabbos? Ilayim ha-mechuyiv Shabbos. It means literally those who keep Shabbos. Ma'ir kusim afilu ev chavanami. Very interesting question. The Gemara is bothered. Why are you talking about kusim they're included? Even goyim, meaning even a guy who rests on Shabbos should be included. Even if you have a subject, why not for kusim? And Israel, of course, it should even include Akam as long as they rest on Shabbos. Ella, what must it mean? It must mean mitzvah about Shabbos. It must be referring to those who are mitzvah. They're commanded about Shabbos. It's not good enough to be resting on Shabbos. He means in his nether, he's making a nether not to benefit from those who are commanded about Shabbos, and a guy is not commanded about Shabbos. Before we even go further, the Gemara, this guy's speaking out already. The Mepharshim asked the Nezizim, Mechashlema, Eskabam Kasha, Teretz, not nearly the Shemakas, the Kasha. What the Gemara's Havamina, and we're talking about Goyim, who rest on Shabbos, should be included. Goyisha Shabbos Chayv Misa. It's one thing to voluntarily do a mitzvah. Okay, it's not allowed to keep Shabbos. A guy keeps Shabbos is Chayv Misa. So what would be the Havamina when a person says in his neder that I'm making a neder not to benefit from those that rest on Shabbos? Maybe you could make a very big chilik. A regular Yisrael, even a Kusi, over there, Shabbos resting is called Shabbos resting, and therefore they're included in the nether. Whereas a guy who is not supposed to rest on Shabbos, his Shabbos resting should not be included. That is the kasha of the season. The Mechashlema, his answer essentially is really just because of the strength of the kasha. His answer is that it must be the Lashem Bnei Adam. The Gemara holds is that whether or not one's allowed to keep Shabbos isn't part of the equation. When a person says, I'm making neder for those that rest on Shabbos, the Gemara's assumption is even Goyim are included. If resting on Shabbos means keeping Shabbos, then even Goyim would be included, even though they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Unless you say when a person makes a neder about making a neder from those who are not benefiting from those who rest on Shabbos, that it means those who are mitzvah on Shabbos, if that's what it means, then a Goy Tak wouldn't be included. But again, if it means just those who rest, it wouldn't exclude a Goy, even though a Goy Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Again, the Mechashlema is not really saying a major teretz more than just that must be Lashmi Adam. Okay. Says the Mar Yachim Seifa, Ma'il Yishlayim Aser, B'Yisrael Mutar B'Kusim. If you're telling me that the reason why Gaim are excluded from those who keep Shabbos, even though the guy is resting on Shabbos, because he's not mitzvah, so that's the Taich. So go to the Seifa. If a person says, I'm making neder against those who are Eilu Yishlayim, he's Aser B'Yisrael, he's Mutar Kusi. I'm Ma'iv, I'm mitzvah Nenu. But why is he Mutar Kusi? A Kusi is also mitzvah. That was the date we made when we read the Mishnah. Are we looking at what the Kusi keeps? Or what he's commanded in. If we're looking at what he's commanded in, then even Eila Regal should include the Kusi. And if you only look at what he keeps, if you look at what a person keeps, then maybe even the guy should be included for keeping Shabbos. That's Gemara. Amar Abaye, you need both. Mitzvah v'Eisek Tani. The Mishnah is talking about a practice that one is commanded in and keeps. So the first two cases, Shabbos and garlic, Goyim and Kusim are commanded and they keep. Even a guy who does keep Shabbos, let's say, or does eat garlic, he's keeping it, but it's not mitzvah, so he doesn't meet the criteria. By Yerushalayim, when it comes to being on a regal, Yisrael mitzvah v'isin, Vayitu Yisrael is commanded in it, and he keeps it, and therefore the nether will indeed be against any yid that the Yisraelim who go, not against any, it's against Yisraelim who go up, because Yisraelim in general go up and are in the regal, but it won't be against Kusim, because Kusim mitzvah ben v'isin. Kusim, while they're commanded in the regal, as just like Israel, they don't actually keep it. Why did the Kusim keep going up by the regal? So the truth is, the Me'iri has a beautiful arichas here, where he describes the history of the Kusim. And it, in the history, I mean, the other Shana speak out as well, but this point, why Kusim weren't by the regal. But in the history of the Me'iri, the reason is very clear. The Kusim, originally, there was machlekes, whether Geirim Emes or Geirim Reis. Were they true Geirim, or were they Geirim because of the lions, they were scared, but they were fake Geirim. So the Nafkminas, of course, are they considered real Geirim and Yidin, or not? That's an old machlekes. It says, maybe the Gemara in Echun and Av Zion tells us that there was a point of time where the Kusim made a demus yayna. They made like the demus of a yayna of the pigeon, and they set it up on our grizim, and they started to worship it, which is Avodah Zarah. And at that point, it was universally agreed, even those that said Kusim were Geri Emes to begin with, we treat them as Akamas, Avodah Zarah, because they worship the demus yayna. That is the history of the Kusim. So just getting back to our Alil Regal, the reason they weren't Alil Regal is because they purposely wanted to show, they didn't want to go to Yerushalayim, go to the base of Mikdash, because they wanted to show that you could also go to their Demus Yayna on the Hargrizim, and therefore that stopped them from being Alil Regal. Even though Kusim normally keeps what it says in the Torah, Farish, that they kept, and Alil Regal is Farish in the Torah, but they had a strong pull the other way to go to the Avodah Zarah. But Meiri asks, based on this, Rambam actually brings that the Apostle of Maisa in Chasavadim in multiple places, that Kusim are treated as Akam, because of the fact that they banded together and they set up the Messiah on our reason. The question you ask is, then what comes out in our Mishnah, the Chari doesn't, it's not Negea anymore. The whole din of our Mishnah would only be Negea for a Kusi, according to the Tzad, that Kusi Agar Emes, and they have a mitzvah of Shabbos, they have a mitzvah of garlic, and they're keeping it, but the regular, we're saying they're not keeping. So then the Mishnah, the reading of Mishnah makes sense. But anyway, you tell me that Kusim are treated like of the Zohar, according to everybody, so the Chayra won't be the relevance of our Mishnah. Anyway, they wouldn't be considered to be part of the group of people that are mitzvah of Aisa, they'd be considered like Akam. So Mibi says, the Chayra is very shver, if you go to Maisa, that they're treated like Akam, go to Rambam, that they're treated like Akam, what's our Gemara saying? A shayla, a discussion lemaisa in the Dharm, the Chayish be pashat that they are not included in those that keep Shabbos or those that keep regalim. So the Karen Ari wants to answer again the most popular words that maybe we say throughout the Masechta that in the Dharm holchen achal lashmi adam, and even though halacha lemaisa will say kusim b'zman zavidin akum, but since in people's mind, until we just discussed Akam Archulun of Zion, we always think of Kusim, we think Geri Emes, Geri Reis, there's a machlokes of the Geri Emes or not. Since in people's mind, they could be considered from the group of Geri Emes, and they still may be included in his mind when he says, I'm making an edit from those that keep Shabbos, he may have Kusim included in his mind, even though the Allah Chalmai Sedev Din of Akam, because he may not be, typical people are not thinking of those terms, are not aware of it, and it of course goes based on lush of the Adam, it goes based on lush of people, and therefore it could still be in effect, this argamar Asugya, even after the din of Kusim being considered like Acham. Now again, we spoke out that the reason for eating garlic, Tasis brings over here, is because Tekana Zezra, and it's Tekana because it's Mar Bezera, and Kusim are noyik to follow this as well. Rambam, interestingly, does not bring this din of eating garlic on Friday. Rambam is being garlic on Friday, and they discuss that maybe Rambam held dafka in Ezra's time, it was Mila, but in his time, it didn't seem to be considered a benefit. The doctors didn't necessarily agree that it was a benefit, and on the contrary, Rambam means elsewhere that he was against eating garlic, that wasn't such a good practice to eat too much garlic, separate from Friday nights. In general, that's not such a good practice to eat garlic, that's Rambam's opinion elsewhere. The Gaon says no, that we don't know, even if you say medically, it's not proven that garlic anymore has any properties that promote child, promote being able to have to father a child. However, we know when Chazal tells something, they have multiple reasons. They may tell us one reason, but there can be multiple reasons. They say, eat garlic Friday night, Ezra made a Tekana. It could be there were seven reasons. He gave one, it's Mar Bezera, but it could be there's many other reasons, and those other reasons still in effect. The Gaon says, so vait, because of this concept that we've spoken about many times, and he applies all over, we don't know all the many reasons why in Chazal, therefore even a Bachar, even someone who's not married, someone who's not engaging in Peruvu, someone who's Usher, the husband and wife Usher, that Friday night, there would still be an E&T garlic because we can't pigeonhole and say the whole idea of garlic was just for Mar Bezerah. Maybe there's other properties, other milas as well, and therefore we should still eat garlic. Mishabur brings the maisa, once you eat garlic and any other food has Mar Bezerah. So he brings the halach, the maisa, and he brings the lavdafka garlic, any food that's known to be Mar Bezerah, one should eat on Friday night. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayit, Mishnah Vayit. Shkainam she'ayin nana b'nei nayach. What a fellow says, Kainam, I'm not going to benefit from b'nei nayach. Mutter b'soa b'aspoi v'chavim. He's mutter to benefit from a yid, because yid are not known as b'nei nayach, they're known as b'nei avram. V'aspoi v'chavim, but he's asked to benefit from a guy. He asked the Gemara, but we know the whole world was destroyed, and the only people that were left after the Mabul were nayach and his children. So essentially, everyone in the world is b'nei nayach. These v'soa minafkim v'chavim nayach, are Yisrael excluded from the Klal B'nayach? Why are we saying that his neder, not to benefit B'nayach, does not include Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, Kivin, the Ikdash Avram is Kalash Mei. Because once Avramina became Kaddish, once he became recognized Hashem and started the Jewish nation, we're known as B'nai Avram, we're not known as B'nai Nayach. Very interesting, Chuvas Mabit, when it comes to names, Mabit writes, and it's something that's deep in our Gemara, that one should not name names after people that existed before Avram. Only names that came to Klal Yisrael after Avram, because it's when Avram Avinu recognized Hashem and we became a nation, that's when we have our yichus, our status, and we're called Bnei Avram for that reason. So names that existed before Avram Avinu should not be used. The obvious problem is, first of all, the name Nayach is rampant. Nayach is a very popular name. That's before Avram Avinu. But furthermore, I mean, the Chuvas, Chuvim Havi, he brings many rayas. The name Binyamin Bayefes is not Meir. We just had him. Binyamin Bayefes. His name, Meir, Akavim Mahalal. Both Mahalal and Yefes. Yefes was one of the three sons of Nayach, Shem Chim Yefes. Mahalal also was a name from back then. Ruvain named his son Chanaich. Chanaich was a name. To me, that last one is not such a kasha, because any new names that were being named after Avraham, you know, any names are considered names that are used. So Ruvain may be re-established the name Chanaich. Who says he was naming Chanaich after Bnei Nayach? After the Chanaich, right? Lamech, maybe he was reestablishing the name. Could be not. But the point is, I don't know if that's the best right, but either way, name clearly, go look and see from the Amram already, people were being named names from the times of Nayach. And prior to Avinu, that's the Shuvah Mahavas question against the Mabit. And the Chida writes as well, the Shuvah Abis Yosef Chida, he writes that the Mabit clearly originated this halach himself. It doesn't really have Makar, and it's not Lamaisa. He does say it's not Lamaisa. We clearly use names from prior to Avramino. It's not Lamaisa. My bit was saying, suggesting, maybe they talk Gemara, not Lamaisa. One of the points of Bnei Avram versus Bnei Nayach, and I'm short on time, one of the points is that there's discussion, are Gerim called Zer Avram? We know Gerim are called Bnei Avram, right? Avram Avinu was Avram Angayim. Avramino brought many Yidden into the fold, many people. Well, Yidden back then, people into the fold. So Avramino, Gerim could be referred to as Bnei Avram. We know when a person is Megayer, what they call him, Ben Avram. That's so-and-so Ben Avram. That's the standard. That's typically the standard name. The Shal is, are they called Zer Avram? They're called Bnei Avram. Are they called Zer Avram? As it relates to Gemara, we have Bnei Nayach and we have Bnei Avram. What about Zer Avram? A nafkamina is Legabe Bikurim. But Bikurim person has to bring the Bikurim and say the Psukim. Arami Ayvin Avi, right? And he has to say about Aviseinu, the Lashon of Aviseinu. If he's considered Zer Avram, then maybe would pass Lashon of Aviseinu. But Pashas Gemara seems to say that a Ger is not as maybe Vena Kari. He cannot be Kara, because he cannot say Lashon of Aviseinu. So we see that the Chari is not so simple, that even if he's called Bnei Avram, that he's called Zer Avram. Okay, so like the Mishnah. She'eni Neder Zer Avram. I'm sorry, we just saw it. Yes. What if a person makes a Neder, then I'm not going to benefit from Zer Avram. Us be so mutter b'vacham. It's us to benefit from a Yid. He's mutter benefit from a guy. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Avramino has more than Yitzchak. Avramino had a son named Yishmael. So he should be asked to benefit from all the Arabs. Ve'ekishmal, ki b'yitzchak karchazer, because the Pasuk says, ki b'yitzchak, he karchazer. Through Yitzchak, will be called to you Zera. So we see the Zera of Avraham Avinu is miyuchas to Yitzchak. Ve'ek Esav, what about Esav? Esav is also a descendant of Yitzchak, which is a descendant of Avraham Avinu, and that, of course, includes many goyim. Says Mar, ki b'yitzchak, b'darshan, b'yitzchak through, because in Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak, and I love all of Yitzchak. So the Pasuk is telling us very specifically, Avrinu's lineage is through Yitzchak and through part of Yitzchak. So that excludes Yishmael, it excludes Esav, and therefore no one makes a neder about not benefiting from Zer Avram, he means Dafka, Yidden, not Goyim. What if he makes a neder, Shein Yidden, Israel? A general neder, I'm not going to benefit from Yidden. So if he does business transactions, he's got to buy it at more than what the market price is. And he's got to sell, if he's selling, he's got to sell at less than market price, because he has to make a situation where he's not benefiting, the one connecting, the one against him could benefit, but he can't benefit from that guy. What if he says, neder, she's still not in Lee, the other way, that no one from Yidden could benefit from me, so then he's got to do opposite. He's got to always buy it cheaper than the market price, and sell it to the Yidden at a higher price, and the Mishnah just points out, ain't generally. Who's going to listen? Why is someone going to agree? Because you made a neder that we can't benefit, other Yidden can't benefit from you, so you have to get a better price and sell for more, or buy it for less. No way. You made your own problem. Deal with it. The Mishnah just points out, it's not going to work, but that's what he has to do. She'eni nana lahem v'hengli. What makes nana that he can benefit from other Yidden, and other Yidden cannot benefit from him? Yana levikchavim. He does business by evchavim. He can't do any dealings with Yidden, because by definition, by doing business with them, other Yidden, he's going to benefit. They're going to benefit, and therefore he can't do any transactions. Amar Shmuel. Halakech li min uman levakri. If a person takes a kli from the uman to inspect it, he's debating whether he wants to buy it or not. V'nana spiel, then it breaks in his hands. Chayiv is chayiv. Now the idea being that we know there's different types of levels of shamer. But this is a shamer that was saying it's chayev even for anus. We're talking about a case where it broke blindness, and I was saying it's chayev. It must be considering him like a shayel. Why do we consider him like a shayel, like a borrower? So it must be because we view the purchaser as having all the anah from the sale. When it comes to sale, it's the purchaser really benefiting having the anah, not the seller. Seller's just getting value for value, but it's the purchaser who's benefiting, and therefore he's like a shayel, and therefore if it gets damaged, he has to pay. But what's the point? What are we trying to bring out? The purchaser is the one that's benefiting. So you see the Shmuel's, Tana is always by the purchaser. Ask Mar Tanan. So we have a Kashkan Shmuel from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shein Yisrael, Meichabachas. Person makes another, he's not going to benefit from me. From Yidden, he sells Bapachas. He sells it for less than what it's worth. Abba make a Diak Shabbat Shavali. He can't sell that value. But remember, this guy's nether was that he is not going to benefit from Yidden. Now, we're saying the seller is not the one who's benefiting. It's the buyer. If the seller would also benefit, then it'll be a mutually beneficial relationship, and that'll be more like a Shem Sachar or a Seicher. And therefore, he would be patronizing him. The fact that Shmuel says Chayiv Nitzim means it's like a Shail. If it's like a Shail, that means we view the benefit as being solely of the buyer. If it's solely of the buyer, when a person makes another, he's not going to benefit from the Yidden. Why can't he sell at regular price? And the buyer is considered the one that benefit, not him. Why does he have to sell for less? Alva Shavu Loi, he can't sell. If that not belongs to Lekeach, Afilu Shavu Shavu, you should be able to sell even Shavu Shavu. Answer the Gemara, we're going to have to give an explanation. There's three levels within items that are for sale. Here's level one. Mesnisan, Bezvina, the Ramel Ape. Our mission is dealing with a merchandise that is low, it's very low in demand. The seller is benefiting when the buyer buys it, because even though typically when the buyer buys something, we're saying the buyer gets the benefit, but something that is, there's plenty of it, and it's low in demand, over there the seller is also benefiting from the sale because he wants to get rid of it and he has someone that's willing to buy it. Within sales, there's what we call Zvina Metzia, that's a middle madrega, where there's equal amount of demand and supply, and that's going to be a case where selling it, the market, well, the pricing, obviously, in all these cases, the pricing is not fluctuating. The pricing is, we're talking about pricing being the same, but how in demand the item is. So Metzia means average demand, it's not more of a opportunity for the Lekeach getting it than the Meicher selling it because it's equal in demand. Then you have Zvina V'Ramel Ape, which we just explained. That's something where there's less demand, more supply, and the seller getting rid of it would be benefiting. And that's what I'm saying, you got to sell it for cheaper because otherwise you're benefiting. And they have the other way, a Zvina Charifa. Zvina Charifa is, again, the pricing is the same. This happens very much today. In recent years, it's become more of a, there's been supply shortages where sometimes it drives the prices up. Of course, you know, it has relations to the vast amount of inflation we've seen the past couple of years, but separate from that, there's sometimes it's just a shortage of supply and certain items, the pricing doesn't change. The pricing is the same, but it's just hard, difficult to get hold of it. That's called Zvina Charifa. We're talking about Zvina Charifa, we don't mean the pricing went up. We mean the pricing is still the same, but it's just difficult to get hold of, and therefore the Lekeach over there would be very much benefiting because it's hard to get hold of it, as we'll see in the next part. Fine. So our answer over here is the reason why in the Mishnah, yes, a typical purchaser is benefiting, he's the Shail, he's benefiting according to Shmuel, he's Chayev too for damages. But in our Mishnah, I'm not going to benefit for the Yidden. I was saying he can't sell it even. He can only sell it for less, is because we're talking about something which is hard to unload, hard to get rid of. Zvina, the Rami Ape, and therefore he's benefiting by selling it, so he's got to sell it for less to take away his benefit. Then the benefit becomes all of the buyer. MK and Mirash, first one second. If our Mishnah told my case of something which is hard to sell, So then, go over to the Reisha. Lekesh Pieser, he's got to pay more than its value when he's buying. But if he's buying something that's hard to sell, so Lechaira, why does he pay more? Even if he buys it at equal value, since it's hard for the seller to unload it, so the seller's gain, no, not him. Vaid, in a Seifa, go to the Seifa of the Mishnah. She saw that Lekesh Pachas Umaycha Pieser. It makes it that a Yid can't benefit from him. He's got to buy things for cheaper and sell for more. But again, if it's always something which is difficult to sell, it's not in high demand. Again, he should be able to sell it at regular price, and the buyer is not benefiting because the buyer is buying something which is low demand, not hard to get. The buyer is not benefiting. Says the Gemara, you're right. Seifa Bezvina Harifa. The Seifa is talking about a case where it was a high demand. So you have to, we're speaking in the Mishnah, different scenarios. Hachamayas Ginan is the ratio was talking about, the earlier case was talking about the Zvina Ramahape, and the Seifa is talking about a Zvina Harifa, something which is high demand, where the Lekech is the one that would be benefiting. And therefore, you have to have a case where the Lekech is paying less than full price, and that's why we're taking the benefit away from where the Lekech is paying more than full price, and that's why we're taking away the benefit away from him. And moving it back to the seller. Why do you have to go to buying it pachas, even if it's even value? The chara should be ready. If we're talking about zvina harifa, even at equal value is a benefit for the lekeach. Says the Gemara, you're right. El masisa zvina mitziyai. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a zvina mitziyai. Our Mishnah across the board is not harifa, is not rami ape. It's the middle madrega. So strip out any benefit of hard to get or hard to sell, strip that out. It's the regular item with the price. And in Amrish's case, therefore, we're saying it wouldn't be a benefit to the buyer or the lekech, just the mere fact that they're buying it or selling it. It wouldn't be a benefit strictly to one. It's a benefit to both. And in order to avoid hana in any direction, so if the seller's not benefiting, you have to make sure he sells it for less. If the buyer's not benefiting, you have to make sure he pays more. Otherwise, it's going to be a mutual hana in our Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. Shmuel's halacha, where the lekech is chayav for damage, is where it was vina harifa. Shmuel's talking about where it was a hard item to get, and therefore the purchaser is the one who's considered to be the one solely benefiting, and therefore he's chayav in, like a shayel, in damages. If one buys kalim for the merchant, he buys like on consignment. He buys it to, maybe consignment is the wrong word, but he buys it kind of with a tanai. He's like, I'm buying this, I'm selling it to my father-in-law. If he likes it, great, and then I owe you the money. But if not, you got to take it back. It's a return policy. If my in-laws accept the gift, I'll pay you for it. If not, I'll pay you for the value that I got. My in-laws saw I was willing to give them this gishpaka gift. I carried good favor. I'll pay you for that favor, but I'm not paying you for the item itself. What happened? So says the Brisa. Nensu ba'alicha. If the items got damaged by inus on the way there to the in-laws, chayev, buyer or potential buyer, the son-in-law is chayiv because he's the one benefiting on the way to his in-law's house. But chazar on the way back, pater, he's pater because once the in-laws didn't accept it, then it's coming back and he's only going to pay tefisana, he's not paying the item himself, so then it's really back in the domain of the seller. It's no longer a hana for the buyer, and therefore he's pater from einsim. But chazar pater may shuk kreis sachar, at this point he's not kreis sachar, it's an equal arrangement. He's not considered the main beneficiary, and therefore he's going to be pater and einsim. That happened on the way back. Says the Gemara, a story that seems to be different than the price we just quoted. There's a fellow who took a donkey to sell. This is a case of consignment. He took a donkey to sell, and what happened was Badidadi is this chamra. On the way back, he went to sell it. He had a potential buyer, and the buyer didn't want it, so he's bringing it back to the owner. On the way back, donkey suffered an illness and was destroyed. It died. Chayv Rav Nachman Shlomi, Rav Nachman says he's got to pay. He asked the Gemara, "Isra Rav Nachman, what do you mean? Netzav Alicha Chayv Chazar Apatim." He just said the Brisa, if he gets damaged on the way there, you're Chayv, but on the way back, you're Pater, because the way back, he's no longer considered the owner's benefiting. Amar Lei, how could you compare? Chazar to Safsira Halachi. The return of the person who's coming, the middleman, is coming to sell the donkey, is like the way there. You know why? Ilu. If you would find someone to buy it, even if he was on the house of the original owner, they have to return it, and someone wants to buy it, he'll sell it on the spot. So yeah, even though he's left the market, he left the place where he thought he's going to sell it, and he's on his way back to return it, but he knows he's still willing to sell it if he finds a buyer, even on his way back, and therefore he's still considered his benefit, and if therefore he's chayev, if an anus happens. Like the Mishnah, first makes that there's like a benefit from a reilim, from those who are... who did not have Prismila, Mutabrel Yisrael. If you have Yisrael, let's say with the brothers died, Machmas Mila, for whatever reason you have Yisrael and wasn't the Malot, he still could benefit because Arelim really just means Goyim in this context, not necessarily people who have still the foreskin intact. And the flip side, Vasar Mule Avay Tchavim. He's Asar Mule Goyim, even those that had Prismila by Goyim. Shani Nena Lemulim, whoever said it was not going to benefit for those that are circumcised, Asar Mule Yisrael, Mutar Mule Avay Tchavim. In that case, he's Asar even those that are not Gemalot by Yidin, and his mutter and those that are Gemalot by the Goyim, because again, his focus just was Arelim was a way of saying Goyim, and Mulim was a way of saying Yidin. She'ena Arla Kriya Ela the Shema of Chavim. The word Arla is used, we many Pesukim as rise to this, the word Arla is used to describe Goyim. Shenemar, Ki Kol Goyim Arelim, Bechol Beis Yisrael Arle Lev. The Goyim are Be'etzim Arelim, where the Beis Yisrael are Arle Lev, they are Arelim of the heart. Va'aymer another pasuk haya plishti ha'arulazeh va'aymer petesach machna b'nei plishtim petaloyz b'nei ha'arelim Reb Elazar ben Aymer Musi arela the arela the foreskin is mus sheniskanuba rishayim because rishayim are niskana they're disgraced by it. Shenemar kikol agoyim arelim. It's used as like a term to bring them down. Rishmal Aymer gedelim mila how great is mila shnichus le'ashlish esrei bises mila is great because the mila had 13 brises between the word bris, between Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was 13 different brises that were connected to the word Mila. Abesi Yemer, Gedele Mila, Shadechas Shabbos Chamura, Shadechas Shabbos Mila, you know, Yemesh Shemayna, if they fall down on Shabbos, we know that there's Shadechas Shabbos. We have Beshu Ben Karach Yemer, Gedele Mila, Shalei Nisla, Olei Meisha, Letzadik Olea, Malaysia, Meisha Benin, when he delayed in the Mila of the sun, he wasn't able to survive in 1 hour, and the snake came and swallowed him up to his waist, and then from the head down to the waist, to show that's the Mila that he was in trouble because of, and quickly to pray to the Mila to save him. If there's a tsaras, not a kaf tsaras from one skin, but if it's by the foreskin, the mitzvah Mila is deich negayim. This is one of the big sources of a say, deich lo say. Rabbi Aimer, gedele Mila, shekomets is shasa avrinu, all the mitzvah avrinu din, lenikra, shalim atchamo. All the mitzvah avrinu din, he wasn't called to shalim until he did Mila. Shnem esas of funim, veyesamim. Davar acher. Gedele Mila, Shel Mala, he is not for Mila, Lebar Gosh Bachas, Lamar Gosh Bachas, one who created the world is not for Mila, Shemar, Kayam Hashem, and Le Brisi, Yamavai, the Chuk Shemai Marit, Le Samdi, if not for the Bris of day and night, the Chuk Shemai Marit, I wouldn't put in, but with Taichi, or Taichi, the Bris, if not for the Mitzvah of Bris Mila, I wouldn't have the Chuk of the world wouldn't be established. Tanya, Shemakar, Aimer, Gedele Mila, Mila is great, Shekos, the Chuyas, Shas, Mashem, and Alhamdulillah, you know what, let's pause the video, I don't want to run through it, it's too late, we'll do a pick it up on Matashabbos, Mitzvah, I'll go to Chedesh, having a wonderful day, and a wonderful Shabbos.